live in full effect this Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Actually, it looks like we might have Jay Wright on the show tonight. I appreciate folks for trying to work it out, work it out. Look like we may have my friend on the show. Jay Wright is the guest tonight, was scheduled to be the guest, thought we were going to have some issues, but it looks like we might be able to work it out. Tonight we're talking about how to succeed against all odds with, again, special guest Jay Wright. He is an island Def Jam digital artist slash coming out of the Camp Entertainment. Got a new track called Mister, and we're going to try to get into that track tonight. Jump on the feedback lines again at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. TM Hyman Radio Live is brought to you by Hack Media and the Blog Talk Network. Appreciate our sponsors. Folks are on the lines early tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open it up. Let's see what's going on since folks want to talk to us early tonight. Again, we're talking about how to succeed against all odds. I'm going to open up the area code 757, last four digits, 7399. Folks, do me a favor. You have to dial 2 on the system in order to open up your line to speak. So I want to come to you, 757-7399, but the line, you have to actually dial 2 in order for me to open up the line, all right? So, folks, if you want to chime in, please follow the instructions from the operator when you are dialing in. Again, the feedback circuit is 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're talking about how to succeed against all odds tonight. I'm your hip-hop informer. And we're just going to keep it moving. Let's jump into another one right now. Actually, you know what? Because we had fun with Dawn on Wednesday night, you know what I'm saying? This one goes out to Dawn. We appreciate you, Mama. It's not morning, but I say hello.
Turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. notice me. Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie. You know, you know, we know we own that. Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we own that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we own that.
I know that the Lord's on that movie.
You know, we own that.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Hello, what up? What's going on, everybody? It's your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Again, props to my homegirl, Dawn Richard, who hung out with us Wednesday night. We lost her early in the show, but she sends her shouts to the entire crew out there who was repping, listening on Wednesday night. She'll be back on the show at some time in the future. She sends her love. If you want to chime into our conversation tonight, the lines are open to you, 917-889-3926. We're talking about how to succeed against all odds. And everybody is looking to aspire in some way, shape, or form, but it seems as if we just can't get ahead. What's the deal? You know, what can we do within ourselves? Starts with really reevaluating, you know, what kind of goals do you have? You know, what's on your mind? Are you looking to the future or are you looking to tomorrow? You know, do you plan or do you just go with the flow? That's the conversation that we're going to get into. How do you feel about it? How do you succeed against all odds? I'm going to tell you, I've been on my job probably actually going on 11 years. And I don't just do radio. I'm all over the place, actually. But, you know, I have about roughly, you know, close to 400 employees directly and about, you know, another 300, 400 employees, like, indirectly that I manage up and down the East Coast between Florida and Virginia. Never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now, but guess what? I always had a plan. I saw myself doing more. And in turn, I took the proper steps to do what was necessary. You know, I had succeeding on my mind, but being successful, succeeding has been something that I've always focused on. You know, it starts with a vision, my friends. You have to believe it. You have to dream it. You have to imagine yourself there. Again, I'm going to run this one in the ground because the purpose of this show is to broaden perspectives and share information that people don't get on a consistent basis on a daily basis, all right? We are going to be joined by Jay Wright later in the show. Jay Wright is an artist. He's an entrepreneur. He's a songwriter. He's down with Island Def Jam Digital Camp Entertainment. We also have a couple other artists who should be participating in the show tonight. We got my man Drac out in Tampa, Florida. Drac Boy. You know Drac Boy. You know, if you have visited the Tampa area and you're into hip hop, it's not possible to have come and gone and not know Drac Boy and Drac Boy Records. He's going to be dialing in tonight. Got a big event coming up this Sunday out in Tampa. Again, I'm coming to you live from Orlando, Florida tonight, out here at the University of Central Florida. But we all over the place. We are all over the place. All right. Folks, on the other side of this song, I got some entertainment news for you. This was TNG. Sorry. Tell me what you think about it.
Baby, I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come.
I got the film in the back of my mind, but it's the film. And I can hack it, I'm fine, instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel a whole world trying shit on me. Ready to bet it up on this chick, homie. Turn around, got a new chick trying kiss on me. Ex-girlfriend that's on it popped up, knocked up happy, it's not mine, but sad, it's not us. Now my new girl mad at this crush I cut. We still together, can't let another bitch stop us. I got beef cause two other niggas, girls I fuck, can get them hit, but niggas ain't worth that much. They ain't worth that call, yeah, my daytime minutes. And I ain't falling for that playground kid shit. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, crying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit, don't tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tennis those to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. But you know life, caviar, Rio wipes. That's the dream, I dream it every single night. How I feel, can't show it, can't show what's real. They only know what's on the camera like the movie Cloverfield. I got goals unattainable, like I don't know. Stuck on the rope, found attainable, and can't let go. I can't climb cause my arms too so. Failure catching me, success ahead of me, but I'm stuck on pro. I can't juke cause the art's too broke. It's just a part of the growth, mood music, but minus the joke. I say when I can't fathom, I wanna put square and ask man, but my pride's too big to just ask him. I'm in the wrong lead, man, I just passed them. I'm in the wrong race, man, I just laughed them. Gotta set the competition up. They say you gotta fight the big dogs if you want the bigger buck. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, crying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit, don't tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tennis show to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. They say jailbird, jailbird, leave a nigga alone. He's a jailbird, jailbird, never coming home. What if it's family? They want big kip locks, can't let a nigga get successful, then they throw him in the box. They throw away the key, leave his kids on the block. I can only imagine what it's like not having a pop. Black America, what do we do? It's only so long he can be picked on before he shoots up a school. That doesn't justify that V-Tech that he used. Pop the question, get Sean Bell, shit on the news. This morning, woke up kind of sick, homie. Run my gun, girlfriend trying to flip on me. Mama call my phone just to trip on me. Nigga in my face battling. See, it's not his fault, but he spit on me. I end up grabbing him. He end up grabbing for his ration in the ambulance. Pack him in the back and it's back to when I travel up. I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, crying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Don't tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tennis over to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside.
Radio Live, your hip hop informer with your entertainment news brought to you by HAC Media, Malik Artist Management, and TM Hyman Radio Live. Did you know? Cut the music. That's like overpowering what I'm trying to say. Did you know that Nas is dating Amy Winehouse? That's the word. That's the word. Entertainment news, Khalid and Nas and parted ways, you know. I think the baby's in the middle, but Nas is moving on. Amy Winehouse is in the building. Hey, LL wanted to be known. You might not like him, you think he's whack, but he's been on the scene for a long time. I'm worldwide known, whether you like it or not, is what LL Cool J was telling AllHipHop.com this week, responding to his critics. Who hating on him, obviously, LL. I'm worldwide, whether you like it or not. Rick Ross, I told you all about Rick Ross, the Teflon Don on Wednesday. You know, he's in a lot of stuff these days. You got the situation where he's being sued by Free. Ricky, you know, now, you know, the Gotti's, you know, after him off for that Teflon Don. Come on, Rick Ross, let's get it together. There's a rumor out there that Nicki Minaj just got Foxy Brown out of jail. She bailed her out. I don't know how true that rumor is, and we're not a gossip show, but Nicki bailing Foxy out? Actually, I would love to hear Nicki and Foxy on a track. Yo, there's a lot of new music out here. Just want to let you know. Look out for that new one, I'm Not a Star by Rick Ross, that Teflon Don. Fabulous, featuring Rock City. He got a new one out called Life One. I'm sorry. I must got dyslexia because it's called One Life, not Life One. It's One Life. That's Fabulous in Rock City. Lord Banks got a new one. It's called Warm Up Freestyle. We know about J. Cole, that Premeditated Murder is on fire. Jack Frost, Breathless, look out. And guess what? Gucci Mane got one produced by Drummer Boy. It's called Follow Me. All right? This is your hip-hop entertainment news coming to you from your boy, the hip-hop informer. Yo, let me open up the lines right now. I'm going to try to open it up anyway. I see area code 813-4478, but you got to dial 2 on the phone. I'm going to try to open up the line. Area code 813-4478.
Hello.
What's your name? You called? Sir.
Hello.
What's going on, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me, man?
Hey, I can hear you, man. Tell the people your name and where you're calling from, man.
Oh, yeah, this is your boy, Lloyd Trice, a.k.a. Mr. Tampa. And we doing it real, real big down here in Tampa right now, man. This is a big event coming up this weekend. Anybody in the surrounding areas, they need to be down here for sure. Big block party at Rolette Park early Sunday, starting at 2, ending at 6 o'clock. We'll have all the local artists coming through, doing anything, open mic contest. We got DJ Christian hosting it alongside the infamous Rated R. Then later on that night, we're doing the big ass club Sugar Shite. You got Tom G, J. Creek, you got Young AJ, Young Swag. You got a new song featuring Rick Ross. You got everybody in the building. Really, basically, this is gonna be the whole city of Tampa. It's gonna be a big event.
That's what's good. And for the folks who are listening, you know, outside of Tampa, outside of Florida, introduce yourself to the people, Drac. Tell them who you are, what you've been doing, and really, you know, the significance of Drac Boy Records in Tampa, Florida.
Well, to sum it up, man, I am him. I am Tampa, you know what I'm saying, and represented to the fullest. And all I want to do is really see Tampa blow. So, you know what I mean, the whole while I've just been out here grinding, putting in the footwork, trying to get music popping, dealing with people like yourself, you know what I mean, anybody, you know what I mean, Hack Media, to be out here trying to shoot videos, recording studio, I do engineering and producing, you know, actually I'm one of the hottest rappers out the bay myself, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
just like,
that's what I'm talking about. Tell the people, folks,
yeah.
this is an artist, this is an entrepreneur, this is a producer, this is a songwriter, this is an activist. Me and this dude has had some serious conversations. He's educated me. He's a preacher. The last time we was together, I found out he was a preacher. So he wearing a lot of hats. But man, respect my man Drac because he's a straight businessman. But at the end of the day, the streets is real, and he repping the streets. Again, tell us about the event going on, and really, what's the purpose of the event?
Yeah, it's a big, really right now. We trying to start a movement in the city. It's like Tampa's kind of far behind, you know, when it comes down to unity of people coming together. So with the help of a lawyer down here, 305 Paul, he's sponsoring the event. He's actually paying local artists to come out and perform because in this city, it's real hard for local artists to get on or to get paid shows no matter how good your music is. So that's what Paul's putting together alongside myself. So we got, we got doing a daytime event. It's like an open mic event, so people call in early, and registering to perform at the daytime event. And at the nighttime event, like I said, we got some heavy hitters. Everybody out the bay that's really doing something or trying to do something. We're trying to make sure they get a time to go out there and perform, do their thing.
Hey, tell us some of the artists that's going to be on that roster.
Like I said before, we got Tom G. You know what I mean? If anybody been in the Bay Area, they probably don't heard that name. We got Jay Creek. Like I said, he's one of the members out of the Evening Riders. We got Young Swag, Like I said, he just got a song featuring Rick Ross, First 28, is the hot song. You got man, really everybody come. We really got somebody from East Side, because young AJ, he's from like the west side of town. Like I said, young Swag from the north side. You got Tom G from the south side. We got 360 Records coming in from on north also. So what we doing, like, we started a little movement called the Circle of Champs, Tampa Bay United. We just trying to really get the city where it's supposed to be.
That's what's good. I like that Circle of Champs, Tampa Bay United. Yo, you're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. Stand by for me, Drac. Folks, jump on the circuit to 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, Drac, the Circle of Champs event going on in Tampa on Sunday. Yo, go check him out. On the other side of this break, we're going to keep it moving. Let's get into a song called Growth, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yo, it's kind of funny watching clowns on these trap beats. Why the ace on the corner trying to trap keys? Got a money flow, keep them down in front of keys. Get your face boxed in like Apollo Creed. Best believe I'm speaking Spanish if I'm talking green. Got a new Benz boat called a submarine. Every day I live the life with a triple beam. Ski mask games, burn stats with the team. Them ace boys got old money like Rossman was happening. NBA average with the cabbage, ladies see what's happening. Out in the ass, we speaking Spanish, headed to the game. We in the natural flow, pitching hundreds on them bro. Got mama teachers waving like they on parade. Know what it is if I'm stepping out those six coats. Reminisce on old times, smoking with CLO. Now I'm on store and the lyrics on coast to coast. 600 for a pound is sort of what I miss the most. Damn shame when your own niggas turn to cut those. Getting lower than you just to get the product off the boat. That bullshit is get your ass into a plastic float. First class, never coach. Why do a five and out when I can run the fucking post? Nice sharp enough to cut a nigga like he oven roast. Many hoes is just the dope. Fluff it up to fix it low. In the spot, blind clothes. The hell is smoke, eyes closed. Y'all niggas got to know. Y'all niggas got to know.
Yeah.
SAC.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
Would it?
TM Hyman Radio Live. Lord Drac is hanging out with us, coming out of Tampa, Florida. I'm coming to you live from Orlando, Florida tonight, out here at the University of Central Florida, getting some party on tonight. Drac, you're telling us about an event going on you said Roulette Park, and that's Sugar Shack on Sunday.
Roulette Park is going down. Everybody be there early, 2 o'clock p.m. to 6 p.m. Later on that night, we're going to be at the Sugar Shack, and it's definitely going to be going down. Like I say, man, all the heavy hitters are going to be in the building. Come out there, get your VIP pass so you can hang out with the stars. You know what I mean? Tampa, we finna really get our place in the world we supposed to be at. We always show love to everyone. Everybody that comes to the city, we got much love for you. Orlando, St. Pete, the whole Bay Area. We got much love for New York, New Jersey. All around the globe, man. You come to the city of Tampa, make sure you holler at Lord Drac, Mr. Tampa himself, and he'll show you a good time, man. Make sure you get the party on, get your music played, whatever it may be. You need some hot tracks. You need to get in the studio and drop some bars. Anything dealing with this music business, man, you need to get up with me.
Yeah, definitely. And the dude know how to throw a party. I've been at events where they've actually tore up the club. So he know how to put it down. Drac, before I let you get out of here, man, we're talking about how to succeed against the odds tonight. You've been in the game for quite some time. What is the key, in your opinion, to succeeding against the odds, and how have you been able to stay focused and to be consistent in the midst of a tough game?
Oh, that's a good question, man. I like that. First off, I know you're going to have to, in this game, you're going to have the strong survive, so you're going to definitely have to keep your head up, keep fighting forward, no matter what kind of obstacles might be placed before you. You know, you're going to definitely have to be prayed up and have God on your side and be blessed out here, because so much coming against you in all kind of ways. The odds are always stacked against you, really. So staying focused, being on point, getting your ideas, jotting them down, whatever it may take, getting the right team around you, the right people, because they definitely can drag you down even farther. You know, building the right team and just moving forward, always trying to have positive energy around you, because negative energy is going to bring more negativity. So much positive energy you can get around you, You know what I'm saying? I think you're going to be successful in anything you try to do.
That is. Drac, appreciate you for hanging out with me, brother. I will be there on Sunday. Actually, I'll be getting with you early on Sunday so we can get together before that 2 o'clock event.
Can't wait to see you, man. It's going to be big. We'll have a good time, man. Everybody stay up, man. Enjoy the show.
Appreciate that. And we're just going to jump right into focus. Drac said you just got to focus. So here you go. Focus, man. CM Hyman Radio Live.
Focus. Raheem Jamal. And so I had this dream that I'm at a barbecue having a conversation with Quincy Jones. And through all the dialect that was transmitted and exchanged, there's one thing he told me that will always be retained, at least in the archives of my brain, when he said, as a poet, you should never face the crowd and ask to freeze, are you not entertained? And the way he explained it was like, unlike the music industry, you're not here to maintain the spotlight, so it's not right for a spoken word artist to enter the tainted realm of containment, whereas you sell yourself short for a lease to provide high notoriety due to high interest and little or no down payment. And son, your time has been wasted conversing about how many purchases would be made if I market your promo CDs, because the purpose of recording poetry is by no means to keep your palms greased. But when I pop this in my CD player, upon listening to each track, I could gain one more reason to breathe. And he started to leave when I said, but wait, what if I'm not sure what they want to hear? Then he replied by pointing to my heart and saying, speak whatever is in here if you want to avoid polluting sound waves with verbal force that deafens righteous ears. And I explained that I had this fear of putting out Atkins-approved poetry. You know, when watches don't quite get the point, so they just wait for you to finish, and they're looking for a quick fix to lean meat, yet you're spilling lyrical spinach. And he said, but wait, that's nonsense because you're serious about this. Just hit them with wordplay that's sharper than the good Reverend Doctor, complete with three-piece suit and wingtips, and that'll show them that your poetry is not to be played with like vaginas with green lips. Then he said this, don't be one of those false prophet-type poets that compose topics from gossip or speak over the heads of your listeners because you're so deep that your dialect seems to be taught out in the cosmos, like the molecular makeup of Mars form my bars plus my gravity levitates mutually through each galaxy. I study Taekwondo with the governor of southeastern Jupiter plus I uncover intergalactic fallacies. No, challenge me with simplicity. There's profundity in that. When you speak, do it prolifically. So when I realize the $15 I spent on Focus Volume 1 was some sort of gift to me. And differently, don't get caught up in the hype, just be natural when you spew. Like Queen Sheba once said, poetry does not belong to you. It owes you nothing, so don't confine yourself to being this love slash revolutionary slash evolutionary type poet that expects poetry to bring them dough. He told me to let it flow until I'm tagged with a stage name, Cheech Marin or Tommy Chong. Meaning my prose is so dope that you could put it in bongs and smoke until metaphors and punchlines become inscribed on the inside of your throat. But when you choke, you can't possibly choke. So when I awoke, realizing this was something that couldn't possibly be hidden, but another abstract dream that had to be written and shared, because it's not every day that one converses with you. But I didn't write this for you if you're one of those brothers in the barbershop waiting to exhale nonsense into the ear of your best man over a plate of Big Mama soul food. But this is for those artists that step to the stage, corral spirits with word power, and put out this energy that makes souls move.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
In a minute, I breathe through this boy dog, go and fit it. See the whip, can it? The bag, it be kitted. Spittin' these clothes, I must just admit it. One of the hot y'all, you know that I got y'all. Spittin' that hot sauce like sexy feet. You see me on the block moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his feet. Lot of niggas spit flows, they ain't fucking with trees. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the hottest in C. I breeze through land by the hottest in V. And boy, I be crushing the black. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain sick pushing a drop. You see me with that cane, I'm never gonna stop. And I'm spitting it off that top of the brain. Your baby mama called me, wanna offer me brain. I'm off with in the coupe while I'm moving that range. Picture cane from the suit, counting that change. They can't fuck with me. Call your best boy on the phone, he can't fuck with me. Tree, he be holding the chrome, you can't fuck with me. Boy, I'm the truth in the booth like Benny Siegel. Couple of grand, but still Crystal Regal. Who D? Lot of niggas run their mouth, dog can't shoot me. Featuring Iceberg, dog with the Snoopy. Couple of bricks, I'm about to loop me. If you think you real, come and shoot me. Fuck your guns. I'm about moving these bricks, stacking fucking ones. Call my peepee, pop bed, the fucking guns. Nigga, see, I be moving the pounds. I'm holding still in the back. Y'all losing the rounds. I'm the nigga off the brain. Y'all losers, clowns. And you niggas can't fuck with my team. I'm the nigga with the ratchet, the 4/5, holding the beam. Breeze through in the 1/4-8, pushing the beams. And Tree got the cane in the pot, I put the cane in the spot. You talk slick, I put the flame in your top. Who want what? Nigga, just say your name. Who want what? Tree, he gon' spray that flame. I'm a grown man, dog, I don't play those games. You dudes is lame. I breeze through 1/4 mil out on my chain. I like $50 on my wrist. And I don't need to get hyped up off the belly of Chris. All I need is a blunt of haze right to the straight. So if a nigga want beef, I'm ready to chase. I keep a pretty hoe up on my face. I keep going, nigga. Freestyle off the brain, keep going, nigga. I'm about cutting grass, not long, I don't know what. Talking about pounds, smoking that haze. Young nigga that be out in that days. Listening, Tree, he be crushing the block. 4:30 on Spree, crushing the drop. You see Tree, crushing the spot. Using the clock, you talk slick, then you're losing your pops. Man, I'm so twisted, and I ain't even drank today. Get on the mic, the booth, I don't thank today. When it's cold outside, rock a make the day. Throwing a 50 grand bracelet, make the day. With a white tee, ask my boys, I'm so shicey. Ask my boys, I'm so icy. Couple of mil, they can't price me. Boy, I'll bust at your grill, don't like me. See, I'm a bad dude, I rock with mad dudes. I walk the block looking like sun with mad jewels slinging on my wrist. Who spitting it like this? Who moving cane, spitting rap, getting it like this? You niggas is lunching, niggas is punching when I'm jumping. I'm balling fast, I'm throwing fucking cash out the sunroof. Trees so bulletproof, sort of like 50. 100 grand whip, maybe even 50. See, Tree apes on my feet, they so crispy. Young niggas shooting that ratchet but still miss me. Young niggas shooting that ratchet, they wanna miss me. Tree put head on your money. Tree put money on your head like clippers. I handle the rock like LA Clippers. Boy, I will clip you and your teeth won't miss ya. Your bras won't kiss ya. Tree so sweet, so sweet. Boy, I'm that nigga that'll leave your brains right on the street. If you think about fucking with me, well, think of Ben. For a minute, you ain't fucking with me. You ain't really moving cane, you ain't fucking with D. Boy, see, I'm the hottest in C. Still ducking the bed, still counting the bread. Still bucking the lead, I still buck at your head. And y'all niggas fucking me dead, cause I'm out for my loot. Pissy came from the stoop, breeze through, nigga ball in the coop. I'm the nigga sharp, baby, never rocking a suit with no tie. And dog, I ain't ready to die like Biggie. Moving these biggies, smoking these biggies. I stay jiggy, a visa law with my H, nigga. I be moving that cane, count on my cake, nigga. I be shooting that blade, spitting that eight, nigga. Say you can spit better, I spit in your face, nigga. 100 grand stacked in the safe just for the case, nigga. Long term, nigga, money to burn. Dead president with Tree, I got money to burn. Dead president with Tree, I got money for her. And your rookies better wait your turn. Oh, fuck it, they ain't bad as shit. I'm the nigga, I'm your motherfucking dad and shit. Take your fingers and your bricks out your pad and shit. Little nigga, breeze through in the Jag and shit. Why you mad and shit? You a fat and shit. Got that Ruger and that mad and shit.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was Tree. It's cold, breezy. Don't forget about the big event going out at Rolette Park. Sunday, July 25th at 2 p.m., Rolette Park, that's 2501 Riverview Drive in Tampa, Florida. Rolette Park, big event going on July 25th, that's this Sunday, 2 p.m., 2501 Riverview Drive, Tampa, Florida. Go hang out with the Circle of Champs and Mr. Tampa, Lord Drac. Coming up now, we have our... finance segment brought to you by foresight.co.com. We got Toya coming live. I think Toya's live from Atlanta tonight. Is that right, Toya?
Yes, it is.
What you got for us tonight, Mama?
Well, we've already talked about saving money and creating a budget. Hopefully, now that you've done that, you can get out of debt. So you'll need to set up that payment plan. Set up a payment plan. You're going to get that budget that you previously worked on, your most recent statements of your credit cards and other loans, and, of course, a calculator and pencil and paper. The first
hey,
thing
Toya,
you want to
Toya,
do.
Toya, I'm sorry, Toya.
Yes.
I hate to do it, but the music, I think, was overpowering what you were saying, and your phone was breaking up a little bit, and you always provide us great information, so I want to make sure that the people get it.
Okay, can you hear me clear now?
I can.
You cannot?
I can. Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'm not sure as to why. How about now?
No, you're good. I said I can, C-A-N. No, you're good to go. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We already talked about saving money and creating a budget, and hopefully now you are on track to getting out of debt. So you'll need to set up a debt payment plan. And to do that, the first thing you'll need is a budget that you previously worked on, the most recent statements of your credit cards and other loans, and, of course, like a calculator and pencil and paper. First thing you'll need to do is make a list of all the debt that you have. Just make sure your list includes your minimum payment amounts, the interest rates, and how much you owe. Secondly, you'll need to rank your debts in order that you want to actually pay them off. Now, some experts would recommend going from the smallest to largest amounts, since it will help to get the momentum going, and others would say to list the debts from the highest to lowest interest rates, since that will, in the end, save you the most money. The third thing you need to do is decide how much extra money you have, and you should know this since we've already created a budget. You need to maybe cut out some of the spending in areas that you don't necessarily need to spend on. You may also need to maybe take on a part-time job or pick up overtime hours on your existing job. Once you've done all of that, you want to pay all of your extra money on the first debt that you have on your list. You want to make sure you pay the minimum amount on all of your payments while you're actually paying off that one debt. Once you've paid it off, you want to move on to your next debt on your list, paying the extra plus the current minimum payments, and you want to continue to do this until you've crossed off all of the items on your list. Lastly, you want to put the most of the extra money that you have into savings so that your money can start to work for you. Just make sure once you've paid off your debts, you cut up the credit cards. Now, some experts would say once you cut up the credit cards that you actually cancel the accounts with the lenders or with the credit card companies, while others will say you don't want to cancel it because you've already have a established line of credit with those companies, and canceling it will kind of end your line of credit with that company and the credit history. So some people will say you don't want to do that. If you don't cancel the accounts, just make sure you never use them again so you don't have to go back through the whole debt payment plan again. And then you should be in the clear. Once you pay off your debt, you'll have that extra money to go into savings. Make sure you stay on your budget that we talked about on Wednesday, and your money will start to work for you.
No doubt. Great information, folks. I'll say, regardless of whether you're saving, you know, $5, $10, $20, put some money aside. You know, a rainy day always comes around every now and then. Toya, we appreciate the information. Toya coming to us from Atlanta tonight with our finance segment. Folks, we have my friend Jay Wright. It's the real Jay Wright. Island Def Jam digital artist, camp entertainment artist, coming up in a little bit. He has a new joint out. It's called Mr. Wright. We're going to get into that joint featuring Jay Rome. And we're going to hear another new one from him. Mr. Wright has been around for a minute. He has a few albums out. I'm going to let him drop some specific information on you all. I did hear a track a while back that he did with Lil Bow Wow. This is a young brother. This is a young brother who's focused. And, again, he's an entrepreneur, not just an artist. He's a songwriter. So jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926. Get ready for my man Jay Wright coming up in a little bit. Again, 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about how to succeed against all odds. This is Jay Black, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You know me, man. This is Jay Black. block. Let's go. I studied it as a great man, hoping to gain knowledge. On my block, Michelle Rock, if you ain't go to college, my teachers used to tell me I was one of the smartest. I try to be the best or whatever, that's regardless. Paint pictures like an artist, I'm just getting started. Y'all ain't seen me go my hardest till you showed me a target. May you niggas shut the game up before you get your name up. Read you a couple of books and get your brain up. Hustling ain't working, then homie, you need to change up. Ghetto, there's no amount of money that can change. It's only time to throw it up. It's my two middle fingers. Y'all ain't hip hop artists, y'all a bunch of entertainers. Shoot your game like it's therapy. Y'all should be scared of me. If it ain't Biggie or Pop, no comparing me. Tell my people throw a parade when they should marry me. I asked the gang to marry me, she told me yes. When I asked her what she ranked, she said I was the best. Yes, Penny on the block, Jay Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, Jay Black. The hottest underground got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac, Jay Black. Motherfucker, Penny on the block, Jay Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, Jay Black. The hottest underground got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac, Jay Black, motherfucker. In 1981, there was a bastard born. Sit to bring hip-hop back to the classic form. Y'all about to witness lyrics in its master form. Is it real, though? I'm one of the last ones born. Y'all won't recognize it till I pass and gone. Got two more brothers, I'ma pass the baton. When I die, let it be known, the real soldier buried. I stood up for my peoples. You can't teach courage. Born leader like the prophet Muhammad, so pay homage. I'ma threat you a promise, I ain't real or just honest. I'm young and I'm hungry. I'm high and I got the munchies, I'm serving the same thing that made my father a junkie. Now that's why you on the block, Jay Black. Who keep plenty weed, plenty rock, Jay Black. The hottest underground got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac, Jay Black. Motherfucker, who keep plenty on the block, Jay Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, Jay Black. The hottest underground got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac, Jay Black. Motherfucker, who keep plenty on the block, Jay Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, Jay Black. The hottest underground got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac, Jay Black. Motherfucker, who keep plenty on the block, Jay Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, Jay Black. The hottest underground got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac, Jay Black. Motherfucker.
TM Hyman Radio Live, Jay Black. Forgot the Sunny Alarm for that one as well. Folks, this is Be Real Radio. And artistry comes in all kind of ways, shapes, and forms. If you have music you'd like to hear played here, you can log on to the internet. We are an internet show, and you can shoot us an email. You can email us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And guess what? We'll play it. We don't discriminate. We do not discriminate. Coming up, we have my man Jay Wright. You can give us a call right now. Get in line to talk to him, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I was looking at the Monique Show earlier this week, and I'm sure most of you have seen Monique at some point. Monique, mad respect for her. She's lost crazy weight. She's looking good. Monique had Pastor Shirley Caesar on her show this week, and Monique was literally moved by the spirit on television. It was the most powerful, realest thing I've seen in a long time. People can say what they want to say, you know, about spirituality and religion, but I'm here to tell you God is real. And for anybody who saw that show, and I don't know what just made me think of that. I wasn't looking at anything in particular, but I just remember that show this week. And when you think of entertainment, and I just love how God is kind of moving into a whole bunch of different areas using his people. And at the end of the day, Pastor Shirley Caesar told Monique that that she was being used. And in some way, shape, or form, we all are being used. And we need to understand that in the midst of our journey, you know, you have to focus on learning to succeed against all odds. Learning to succeed against all odds. I'm going to jump right into this new one, and I know y'all are like, how the hell are you going to go from talking about God to turning up the volume? But we had John Brown on the show earlier the week. He kicked off the show. And he got a new one called Turn It Up. Actually, turned the volume up. not just Turn It Up. I don't want to rename his song. So I want to just go ahead and get into this one from John Brown. It's called Turn the Volume Up. Tell me what you think on the other side. I appreciate the feedback I'm getting. I got a message from Melanie out there. I believe Melanie's in Tennessee tonight. She really appreciated the tips that came from Toya. We also had another text that just came in reference to the tips, that they were really good tips. Folks, we're serious about helping you, and I appreciate Toya, who brings us that information every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Thank you, Toya. This is John Brown, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You know the business.
DJ, I love you.
You put you in love. Hey, 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 hey. So don't you get off the floor. Wait a minute before we get to cooling, moving. Let me turn the song on. Get your body moving, moving. Bass poppin', close up your body. We don't need no act right, so go and get naughty. Cause you keep on pitching it. Cause my cousin did teams you to kick in, yeah. It switch positions and watch your body climb, girl. It's turn the volume up and I'ma watch you like, girl.
Hey, 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 hey.
John Brown, Turn the Volume Up. Jump on the jam signs at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, John Brown, Turn the Volume Up. Area code 504, last four digits, 5459. The line is open to you. Area code 504-5459. The line is open to you. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? Area code 504-5459. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? All right, you have to hit 2 on your phone in order to open up the line. If you are on the line, want to give feedback tonight, 917-889-3926, you have to hit number 2 on your phone, and we'll be glad to help you out. Folks, coming up after this next track is my man John, not John anything, it's my man Jay Wright. Still thinking about John Brown. Coming up after this next track is my man Jay Wright. We're going to get all up in his business, talk about his new track featuring my man Jay Rome. A lot of J's up in here. This is TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Please log on to www.hacmedia.com. For events for TM Hyman Radio Live, we're hitting the road, and we can come to you. If you'd like us to come broadcast from an event live, you can shoot us an email. And we will try to negotiate something. We can come out and broadcast live from your event. You can hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. This is Kick Cheeks. It's called Circles, TM Hyman Radio Live. Jay Wright up next.
I can't stop these tears from falling. Forget you, I keep reminding myself. Sometimes I think about falling, try to rekindle a fail. I save your voice in my phone, play like I'm checking my mail. I hope you happy wherever, if you got somebody young. Never treat you better than I ever could, but you knew how I felt. I wouldn't know what to tell you, I wouldn't know what to say if I was given the blessing to run into you today. But I pray, I give my love back, pray we keep in contact. Pray you hear this song and you can run it like I want it.
From coming down my eyes. You're all I think about. I tried to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top bed, a house on a hill, but I will give it up for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in
out here in New Jersey, long way from home, from Iowa, man, and I'm loving this big city life right now.
Hey, that's what's good. I saw some photos when you were, I think, on your New York tour when you did the BET 106 and Park taping. You look like you was right at home, my friend. New York, like you was at home in the city.
Definitely, back home, man. I really don't feel like I fit in. So out here, it's just good to be around a lot of creative people, a lot of different people. I kind of feel at home, like this is my second home right now.
Hey, that's what's good. You said you're from Iowa. I want to just specify that's Davenport, Iowa.
Yes, sir.
Tell the world a little bit about where you're from and how you have ended up with Island Def Jam Digital.
I'm from Davenport, Iowa. It's part of the Quad Cities, the home of John Deere. They make all the tractor equipment for the farms and everything. Pretty much, honestly, I had a lot of buzz online through MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. So, I mean, I got a lot of attention from a lot of people. Some of it wasn't real. Some of it was real. And that's pretty much how I got down with the Island Def Jam situation. They pretty much seen me online. I had, like, over 150,000 friends on MySpace. So they reached out to me. Came out here and made something happen.
That's what's good. So all of the artists out there who really don't think that, you know, building a fan base is important from a ground roots perspective, from a grassroots perspective, it's important. My man is proof positive right there. Damn, how the hell did you get 150 MySpace friends, dude?
Man, it was a lot of hard work, a lot of nights of me not doing my homework, a lot of nice of me just talking to random people, building up my fan base. But I mean, I'm glad and I'm proud I did it, because here I am now on your show.
That's what's good. You've done some work with Bow Wow. You've done work with J Rome. Tell us what we can expect right now. You got a new joint out called Mr. Right?
Yes, sir. Mr. Right is the official single on Island Def Jam Digital. It's out on iTunes right now, Rhapsody, everywhere you can buy music online. We shot the video. We're about to start pushing the video here real, real soon, so it's a real good look. Besides that, we got the album coming out, self-entitled Mr. Right, also just like the single. And we have a mixtape that I just got confirmation on that I'm going to put out in probably about 3 weeks. So be on the lookout for the mixtape, too.
All right, that's what's good. You know what? Let's get right into Mr. Wright right now, featuring J. Rome. This is my man, J. Wright, Camp Entertainment, Island Def Jam digital artist. This is Mr. Wright, TM Hyman Radio Live. Rome. Wow, that's called Mr. Wright. Dude, Did you write that?
Yes, sir. I wrote the whole song.
Wrote the whole song. So you singing and you getting points and you getting all the credit and you understand what it's about. Hey, that's what's good, man. Yo, that's a decent track there, bro, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Who actually produced the track?
I did that also.
Stop the madness, dude. You produced the track. You wrote it. That's what's good.
I mean, you know, so, coming from Iowa, you can't really get too much. You got to do it yourself.
Hey, so this can't be a crazy question. I'm assuming, though, so I'm going to ask. Camp Entertainment, are you the head of Camp Entertainment?
Yes, sir. That is my label.
That's what I'm talking about. I wanted to spell that out, Jay Wright, because we're talking about how to succeed against all odds tonight, with you as our special guest. And I think as an artist, as a songwriter, as a producer, as an entrepreneur, tell folks how you're able to stay focused at such a young age, because I also want you to tell the people how old you are.
I'm 22 years young. And honestly, it's really hard to stay focused because there's a lot of things that get brought to you and a lot of business ventures that other people might bring to you once they feel like you're winning. But at the end of the day, you have to make out a list of things that you want to accomplish and do what you have to do to accomplish those things on that list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the entrepreneur in you. I actually reached out to you. You're my Facebook friend.
Okay.
I actually reached out to you. I reached out to you way before the radio show came along. Actually interested in some product that you had. So I don't want to spill the beans. I want you to tell the people exactly what you're doing and where they can go to get more information from you.
Well, you can always hit me up at twitter.com/therealjwright for anything that I do. But you're talking about the new jewelry company, Too Fresh Customs. I do custom pieces. I want to make sure artists and just anybody, you don't have to buy something that somebody else made. You can get a piece of jewelry for a decent price that has your own flavor to it. And when something's custom made, it means a lot more to you. So I'm just trying to make people's dreams come true as far as jewelry.
Yeah, which I thought was I thought that was like totally out of the box, dude. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I got a lot of businesses and I deal with a lot of folks. And I was like, jewelry? He's making his own jewelry? And then when I actually went on the site and actually saw some of the pieces, I was like, damn, these are like tight pieces. So, I mean, artist, you know, producer, songwriter, and entrepreneur. Tell folks where they can actually check you out. Drop us a website, some website information.
TheRealJWright.com. You can get all the latest information. You can also find the links to every other social site that I'm on, from MySpace to YouTube to Twitter. All my links are on TheRealJWright.com.
TheRealJWright.com. The lines are open. Folks, my producers just corrected me. They're like, get it right, TM. I told you to dial 2. You have to dial 1 on the phone. Dial 1 on the phone right now, and I can open the line up to you. 917-889-3926. If you just dial 1 on the phone, I can open up the line to you. I got area code 813 in the building. I got area code 757 tuned in. 504 is tuned in. Looks like 563 is tuned in. 407 is tuned in. Come on, folks. Jump on the line, 889-3926. But you have to dial 1 in order to speak to Jay Wright tonight. Jay, I got another joint called Closer. Tell us about that.
Closer, it started off as a mixtape track. I heard a beat that Drake did a while back that he got from somebody. I don't really remember where he got it from, but it was a really dope track. And I pretty much bit to it about being closer to my dreams and how close I feel like I am to success right now.
That's what's good. We're going to get into that one in a minute. I'm going to open up the lines to area code 563. Last 4 digits is 6284. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 563-6284.
563, that's home. What's up, Iowa?
You have to hit 1 on your phone, area code 563. Hit 1 on the phone. I'm sorry, I'll be right back at you. I tried again. Going once, going twice, we are gone. I'm going to go down to area code 407. 407, last four digits, 6941. 6941, the line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Wait. Oh, shoot.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on with Jay Wright. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
This is Mel. I'm from Orlando.
Not from Orlando.
I'm from Tampa, but I live in Orlando.
Mel, what you got for Jay Wright tonight?
What's up, Jay Wright? I like your music. It's nice, you know, being young and coming up in the industry is really good. I hope you keep your head on right and keep the music right, because, you know, nowadays, the music, the R&B, is not really R&B anymore. It's not there anymore. So I hope you just keep the music there, so everybody can, you know, keep hope alive in the music, because that's where it's at. That's where the kids are listening to now. And I respect what the things that you're doing at your age. It's good look.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the support, and I promise I won't let you down.
That's what's good. We're going to go back to area code 563. I don't know if this is a meek listener or not, but your last four digits is 6284. You're on with Jay Wright Live tonight. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right. I don't know if you're having technical difficulties or not. We're moving on to area code 504. Last four digits, 5459. We're hitting one on the phone tonight, folks. 504, tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Jay Wright.
Hi, this is Jazz Neely from New Orleans, but living in Wesley Chapel.
Hey, Jazz.
How you doing
tonight?
Oh, Jay Wright. I've never heard the song before, but I love it. The song is all the way, like, is positive, and I love it, and I will buy that song. At 22
right.
years young, making a song like that, I love it.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jazz. We're talking about how to succeed against all odds tonight. What type of work do you do, Jazz?
I am a call center supervisor.
How do you succeed against all odds in a call center, Jazz? I know it can't be all good.
Pray before I go and keep things positive.
Hey, that's a good start.
You know, pray before I go and try and stay optimistic throughout the day.
Absolutely. Jazz, we appreciate your phone call tonight, calling from Wesley Chapel. I'm going to go back to Orlando because we didn't ask Orlando. Orlando, are you still there? I think it was Mel. Mel, you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Mel, how are you succeeding against all odds in such a tough environment right now? What do you do to stay positive and to make sure that you succeed?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, like, just got to keep praying because, I mean, the economy is so down right now. But, you know, God does show you a way. He leads you in the path that you need to go through, whether or not it's down or up. He's going to keep you above that water. It's just a lot of determination and motivation. Regardless if you're unemployed or employed, it's pretty much, you know, you got to live for you and yourself, for your kids, your family, and just keep God in the midst of everything. That's
absolutely
how I do it.
Absolutely. Mel, I wanted to double back to you and give you an opportunity to weigh in tonight. We appreciate your feedback and your comments. Mr. Wright, folks, is digging it. I'm digging it. So we're going to keep it moving. We're just going to go ahead and get into this new joint. So go ahead and introduce this new joint for us. We'll go ahead and drop it. Jay Wright. Jay, you there? I hope we haven't lost Jay Wright. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the new one. This is called Closer by Jay Wright. This is T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Mister, you will never make it.
get. I look back and laugh, say you must be mistaken. Well, you're Jay Wright, your music's too basic. Nah, I spit Bible verses, man, my rhyme's sacred. Then I step back and said, dog, why you hating? Checked his name tag and said, how my name is Satan. Took his hand and said, where you been? I've been waiting, pacing. Now you hear the thoughts of celebration. All drinks on me, I ain't even out my mind. God's with me, dog, you can never stop my grind. Headed to my jeweler, told him upgrade and shine. Put my name in my watch, dog, it's my time. I'm from Iowa, man, that's no lie. I'm a hawk guy, that's why I'm so fly. Maybe that's why I've already dreamed this. Success like a rerun, I already seen it. Your career's scenic. Me, I'm in the fast lane. You must have took a left when I was right like my last name. It's all bad, but you wanna know the sad thing? You would sell your soul for some fame and some cash, man. But not me, though. It is what it is. I work so hard, I know I deserve this.
Closer to the my dream.
And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream.
Closest to heaven I've ever seen. In my dream.
And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams.
Closer to my dream. My dream.
As I sit back and reminisce the 06, who would've ever thought I'd be so focused? I know you're thinking, Jay, what happened back then? October 21st, I lost my brother Tim. He wasn't blood, he was just my best friend. And an angel sent from heaven, aka my blessing. And this is no lie, right after Tim died, I didn't wanna live, so I attempted suicide. I overdosed and left my crib walking, and passed out in the parking lot coughing. What I thought was coming for me next, a coffin. Till I heard somebody over me talking. I looked up and it was Tim over me. You should have seen his face, he was standing there scolding me. He said, Jay, bruh, what's wrong? I said, ever since you've been gone, I've been feeling all alone. He said, Jay, what about my daughter? I need you to teach her all the things I would have taught her. I said, bruh, he said, nah. Sit back and listen, your truth is like your so-so. Sleep in your kitchen, major league you're floating. Just keep pitching, you see your favorite rapper, you'll be dead in this position. Then he said, Jay, I just talked to Christ, and it's about time you go back to your life. The next thing I know, I seen a bright light, and the doctor over me saying, son, you'll be alright. So if I look tired, it is what it seems. Cause when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream.
Closer to my dream, my dream.
Everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream.
Closest to heaven I've ever seen. In my dream.
Everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams.
Closer to my dream. My dream.
TM Hyman Radio Live, my man Jay Wright. It's called Closer. One of the best hip-hop artists to be on the lookout for in 2009. That's what Hip Hop Weekly magazine stated about my man Jay Wright. He's an artist, he's a producer, he's a songwriter, he's an entrepreneur. Jay Wright.
Yes, sir.
My man, so, sorry about that before that intro there. We closed the line on you. That song's different, man, but I like that.
I really didn't want to do the same thing everybody else is doing right now, and especially where I'm from, I'm really eclectic. We have so many different types of music out there in Iowa. I really have to feed into everything, country music, pop, techno, everything. So, I mean, you're not just going to hear one thing from me, I promise.
That's what's good. Let's just jump right back to the lines. Got somebody from area code 314. Last four digits, 2728. I'm coming to you right now. 314-2728. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You on with Jay Wright.
Hey, it's Danny, and calling from St. Louis.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys? Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I just want to let you know that I really love your music, but I kind of have a personal question.
All right.
Have you ever broken a girl's heart?
I think we all have here and there. I mean, it's not something you do on purpose, but it happens, you know.
How would you handle that? Like,
I mean,
knowing that you broke a heart.
Depends on the situation, you know. It happens. It's really nothing that I could do to mend somebody's heart. It's something they have to mend themselves. So, I mean, if I did it, I'm sorry, you know. It happens to any girls that I've ever broke their heart that's listening right now. I'm sorry. It happens, but just keep moving forward. You'll find that one that's right for you.
Thank you for calling out there in the Midwest. Jay, I thought that was your girlfriend or something calling, put you on the spot or something, dude.
Nah, not even.
No, we're going to open up the line. Area code 757, last four digits 6469. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Jay Wright. Area code 757-6469. You're on with Jay Wright.
Good evening. My name is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Good evening, Jay Wright.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Glad to hear it.
I'm calling to see, how long you been doing this?
I've been writing since I was about 7 or 8 years old. I didn't get really serious with actual recording until I was 14. So you could say I've been doing this for about 7, 8 years now.
Okay. Where do you feel like you are on your, I guess I want to say like bell curve of life as far as going in the direction of your goals? How close do you feel you are? You feel you have a long way to go, or you feel you're close, or what?
I have a lot of goals. So as far as musically, some of my goals I've already reached, but I don't think I'll ever be satisfied, and I think that's one thing that'll keep me motivated, because I'll never be satisfied with what I accomplish. I always am going to want to accomplish more. So, I mean, I feel like I got a long, long way to go. I don't think I'll ever be done till the day I die.
That's what's good. Thank you, Dee, for your question coming out of Atlanta tonight. We're on with Jay Wright. He's been hanging out with us for the last half hour, folks. We've been talking about how to succeed against all odds. And Jay Wright definitely represents success. This is Camp Entertainment Island Def Jam Digital Artist. Throw that website out there one more time where folks can go check out your music, your bio, get to know a little bit more about Jay Wright.
TheRealJayWright.com. TheRealJayWright.com. You can get my links to everything. You can find out my bio. You can find out my next show date. You can listen to the song. You can get the links to buy all my music. So, realjwright.com. You can check me out.
And then, Jay, is there a different link for the jewelry?
The jewelry is myspace.com/2FCCustoms.
Drop it on them one more time. I really wanted to go check out your jewelry line.
myspace.com/2FreshCustoms. You can hit me up on there to get your custom work. The official website, 2FreshCustoms, is still under construction. It'll be up in about another 2 weeks. So myspace.com/2FreshCustoms.
Jay Wright, my man, I'm thoroughly impressed with your efforts, man. I'm impressed with your talent. What you're doing, you know, I mean, you're definitely striving to create a differentiator between yourself and other artists and what they're doing, and I've got a mad respect for you for that. Before we get out of here, man, tell us, who inspires you? Who's in your iPod right now?
Right now in my iPod, I got a lot of old school LL Cool J. I got a lot of 90s R&B, Drew Hill, my favorite group of all time. That's why I really do a lot of songs for the ladies, my influence from LL and 90s R&B. Got that Drake album in there, got the new Ross album in there. You know, I try to stay current on everything.
That's what's good. Actually got Drew Hill coming up next week on the show, folks, so stay tuned.
I'm calling in for that.
Yeah, Drew Hill here is next week, and the Platinum House is banging. The Cats is eager to get back on the road. Hey, my man, Jay Wright, you can come back anytime you want to. We appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight, man. Much success to you. Big up to Raphael out there. That's my A school coon. Every time, representing you well, along with other folks out there. Dude, you're officially a friend of the show. Friend of the show, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to stay in contact, you know what I'm saying? Whatever we can do to help you to move this music along, we shall do it. Maybe we can connect and do a concert. You can do something live for us on location somewhere, man.
I'm down. Anything you need from me, like I said, you know how to get in contact with me on Facebook and everything, so I mean, I'm here. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you, guys. Much love. Hit me up, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, man. I'm not too far away.
That's what's good. Jay Wright, I was going to try to get one more in, but we're running out of time. But folks want to talk to you, man, so we might just have to get you back on the show, man, in a couple of weeks. Folks can get the last questions in. I appreciate you, Jay. Folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. You can jump on the Jam Circus or the feedback lines at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We have our health segment coming up in a little bit, but we're not just talking about health and wellness tonight. We're talking about the bedroom tonight, how we can get healthy in the bedroom. But before we get into that, let's get into this new joint right here. This joint is called Make It Hot. See if I read it.
You better watch this. time. Yeah. Love with your little dude, get the on your mind. Yeah. Get your shirt turned red like some iodine. Yeah. Sound in the alley, squeeze your ears like the iodine. And if you can't see a strawberry, you colorblind. I'm getting better with age like a fine wine. Get you close and out, blind like the sunshine. Make dudes move with you and send like a assembly line. Ain't not gonna flip your little nipple for a dime. Funny how you talk bread, birds start flying. Speaking of birds flying, we in the underworld. Keep them things in the pan, homie, like some fish frying. Got a line with clothespins, a 100 still drying. The next best I cop might be the one that's flying. And I burn it up. If you turn this up, burn your whole house down. You gonna need a fire truck.
I'm about to go there. Global HIV. We are a global radio show. We are going to speak on global HIV tonight. Tonight's health and wellness segment is on wrapping it up, okay? More than 25 million people have died from AIDS since 1981, 25 million people in the world. Africa has over 14 million AIDS orphans. And at the end of 2008, women accounted for 50% of all adults living with HIV worldwide. Now.
Wow. You like speechless. Wow. You like, I wasn't prepared for this tonight. I'm sorry. They didn't tell me we were talking about this tonight. But great information. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to let everyone know sexual health is just not... it's just a state or emotional, mental, or social well-being in a relation to sexuality. That's why I wanted to go in the direction of sex awareness before we delve into some other sexy areas that we can talk about. But I thought sex awareness was most important when you're first going into the bedroom. These are things that you should definitely speak about with your partner, with your mate, whomever you're going into the bedroom with. This is the first thing that you should know before you even get to the bedroom. So I definitely want to start at step one. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I just want to bring it home a little bit and talk about something a little more sex awareness that some people, I'm not going to say may relate to, but I'm sure have heard of. And that is in the area of another sexual transmitted disease that are plaguing our societies are chlamydia and gonorrhea. Most people don't even know that chlamydia being it's a bacteria that's normally in the cervix, urethra, rectum of both men and women. It has no symptoms. So some people don't even know that they have it. The only way to find out that you have it is to go and get tested. You know, understand there's a lot of sex awareness that people are not aware of, sexually transmitted disease that people don't even know that they may have because it doesn't have a symptom to it. You can't say, look at something or get a funny feeling from it and say, I need to go see my physician. So we definitely need to be more aware of what's going on out there before we delve into the bedroom. I just want to touch on gonorrhea as another commonly sexually transmitted disease. It's also a bacteria that's transmitted through the urethra, cervix, rectum, anus, and throat of a man or woman. Excuse me. It has estimated, the statistics show that it estimates 62 million cases occur each year. That's globally. 62 million cases of gonorrhea each year.
And that includes gonorrhea of the throat?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's like whoa,
right? And let me tell you something. Gonorrhea is really serious because if you don't, symptoms will occur within 1 to 14 days, and if you don't pick up on this and know your body and seek some type of attention, it can develop into something worse. For instance, pelvic inflammatory disease, abdominal pain. It can affect women's pregnancy. It can even make them infertile. So it's very important that we, you know, bone up on all this information first before we just delve into the bedroom. But don't get me wrong, I will take you there. So, but gonorrhea does, let me just say, gonorrhea does have symptoms. For women, it's vaginal discharge of a yellowish-greenish color, maybe a burning sensation, an irritation. And for men, it's a white or yellow discharge, a burning sensation, or irritation when discharging or urinating. So if, I was going to say if you know anybody, but I hope you don't know anyone. But if you know anyone who's seeking information, please let them know. If they can go online at the cdc.gov.org, excuse me, and look up this information as well.
Can you repeat that website?
That would be the cdc.org. I'm sorry, .gov. I apologize.
That's www. Are you saying CDC? Is that the CDC? Center for Disease Control. Gotcha.
Yes.
CDC.org. Gotcha. Gotcha. Dee, this was outstanding information that you provided tonight. When we think of health and wellness, I think we typically think, you know, strong, fit, losing weight. But what you just spoke of is a very, very serious matter. I think we all know folks who are promiscuous, whether they are blatantly promiscuous or they're, you know, like undercover with their promiscuity. Regardless, at the end of the day, those diseases that you just mentioned, you know, you can run, but you can't hide from those diseases.
Absolutely.
Folks, apply the tips. Apply the tips, because if you don't, it may be kind of ugly. So we're going to get into ugly from Dawn Richard, who was on with us Wednesday night. This is ugly, representing those ugly diseases. Thank you, Dee Dee. We appreciate you. This is TM Hyman Radio Live. Dawn Richard, ugly.
I think that you are beautiful, but now sometimes I'm scared of just the sight of your face. It's like the monster that I thought was in my closet called my daddy, and he scared him away. You're hanging out at night with the ghouls and goblins, leaving me here all by myself. You used to be just like Prince Charming, now you got me screaming for help. I used to think that you were pretty. That you were beautiful. It used to be just like a fantasy, but now it's just another horror picture show. You're so. I used to think you were my knight in shining armor, just to find out that you were dead. Just when I thought I had my feet on the ground, I turned around, it's all up in the air.
I used to think that you were
Radio Live. That was Dawn Richard, Ugly. And that song, that she actually wrote that song for Rihanna, but she uses it as a part of her comic book theme. Again, big up to Dawn Richard, Dirty Money in the building. Yo, mad shouts to Jay Wright for hanging out with us tonight, talking about how to succeed against all odds. Yo, check him out. It's therealjaywright.com, therealjaywright.com. My man blew up, got signed by Island Def Jam Digital, you know, simply by building up his fan base from a grassroots level. MySpace, he generated about 150,000 MySpace fans, and from there it was on. You know, it's all about numbers, folks. You got to build your business. Let me open up the line. Area code 813-8272. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. 813-8272. You out there? Going once, going twice. All right. Shout listening tonight, folks. To get your last comments in, we have about 10 minutes left in the show. You can jump on the lines at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I know it's Friday night. You know, you all are getting ready for the club. Hey, me too. Getting ready to get up out of here in the next few minutes. Folks, I appreciate the love. Tell a friend to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. T. M. Hyman. This is a good look. I want to thank John Brown, who was on this week. I want to thank my man Nikoi Banks, who was on this week. Nikoi Banks from Q, the movie Q. He also did Green Zone. He also did Brooklyn's Finest, along with a few others, a few other things. Do a Google on Nikoi Banks. Mad shouts to Jay Wright. Coming up on Sunday, folks, we got a special guest on Sunday doing something different. We have Miguel, that's that Sean John supermodel. I think it's Sean John and Aku. We got supermodel Miguel here with us on Sunday talking about fashion along with racism on Sunday. And actually, we're going to flip the script because, folks, racism is not just about black people and white people. We're going to introduce you to some racism that you probably aren't familiar with here Sunday. You can check out T.M. Hyman Radio Live every Sunday at 7 p.m., every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 p.m. Again, 7 p.m. on Sunday, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. Tell a friend. We're only trying to help you. We're here to share real good information. Tonight we were supposed to have also had on my man Young Jay, Astro Jay, out of the U.K. He's from Britain. He couldn't actually call in from Britain. He was having some complications with the phone. We tried to call over to the UK, and we couldn't get through. It's about it's 11:50 here in the States, so it's about 4:50 right now. So it's almost like 5 o'clock in the morning out there, but he was supposed to be on the show in the 11 o'clock hour, at the top of the hour. We're going to have Young Jay, Astro Jay, on at another time. But check out the song. It's called Can't Stop Me. This is a UK artist, right? Got to give props to anybody in the world influenced by hip-hop trying to get it in, all right? This is Young Jay, Astro Jay, Can't Stop Me, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. My name rings everywhere like church bells. I'm with the boss, probably think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kind of like Nas X, starting to rebel. And even though I'm only young, I still rap, but I'm so high. But a nigga ain't chum. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like Young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Lads fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast, just like Sonic. Let's be real, you don't want it. I know niggas that won't bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest. A lot of people hate, but deep down they rate me. Ain't that ironic? I float too right, so
nowhere's left. I'm shifting niggas over, but no text. I'm high up in the food chain, T-Rex. I ain't giving me some step right, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. I know call them like the Garden State, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy, ay, ay. I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' fry, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun, done. Look, you can't stop me, I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back, but me, I'm up front, I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable, they call me Thierry Henry. If SBD, VRC, the right of Fresh 64, I would say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of F64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live life in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say, I just send them my love to keep me hungry to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I. I flow with emotion, you could swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya. Hope, candlelight, chippy, I'm fire alive. Swagger's too much, I'll be flagging in the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman can harm me. You can see the light in the young G. And kinda like an arrow hat. This shit is getting big, and to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close the bars with you, raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and brand was illegal, then every day the feds would overship and search me. And if you ask me, ask G, I guarantee you would say I'm one of the best rappers from my age, hardest in century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. I'm flowing bars with you, dirty foul. Stop being quick to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon. Cowl. I put my dick, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I say I've got the four Star Wars. Anakin, real talk about them to the top. Suspension, I'm on my own without getting told what to do. No detention. And I'm doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working on, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. Stop me. You can't stop me. Welcome to my world.
TM Highland Radio Live, that's Young Jay from out of the UK Brooklyn, my friends. Young Jay out of the UK Brooklyn. He was, I'm sorry, damn, the UK Brooklyn. What the hell is that? The UK Britain. Young Jay out of the UK Britain. We'll have Jay on soon as we can figure out how to get the lines squared away. Folks, I want to shout out a couple of my Facebook friends. Big up to my man Kev Suba. Big up to Trayvon. Big up to Tiana. Big up to Sylvia out there. Big up to Johnny Lynn. Big up to my girl Angel Davis, if she's listening. Big up to everybody out there. Folks, this has been a good show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I'm about to sign off, get ready to hit the streets. Coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, out here at Florida Central University. We're back on Sunday, 7 o'clock. Tell a friend. Thank you for joining us. We're going to leave you tonight with Sleep. I like this joint right here. Sleep, the crew is going to be on the show next week for this song here, Sleep, too. All right? Good night, everybody. TGIF, be safe out there. I can wake you.
now, babe, wanna find it all to cry.
Live, CM, CM, Hyman, live, talk radio show. CM, CM, Hyman, live, CM, CM, Hyman.